Hey guys, Owen here, back with another quick 30-minute chat for ya. You know, seeing as though we're still all doing this thing and stuck at home and wherever you are, you know, just wish you the best and want to just keep, you know, giving you some content. So on the phone with us on this quick, again, not interview, we'll just call it a chit-chat, is our good friend Daniel Dennis from A Mediocre Time with Tom and Dan. So hope you enjoy this. We get a little bit of a rant and a few jokes, and you know, I think he actually has a really good perspective on this, and you know, hopefully this helps as we're all just, again, trying to figure it all out together. So stay safe. We love you. Eat a bag of dicks. Just wash them first. Daniel Dennis.
Fucks, I hit the button. I'm sorry.
What do you mean?
No, I didn't mean to call you, but I was like, okay, fuck it.
It's ringing. Okay, we're going to talk to each other anyway, so fuck it.
Yeah, you can pee while you're talking.
Well, no, like I'm in the studio using the main rig. Microphones and everything.
Sure.
So I came in here, and when I sat down, I hit the button, and then it started calling you, and I'm like, oh, I fucked it all up. Okay. Anyway, are you recording right now?
Yeah. I hit record, so we could just do whatever.
Right,
man.
On. So, do your thing.
Yeah, guys, on the phone line with us right now, since we're doing all these weird little 20-30 minute little chats, it's Daniel Dennis from A Mediocre Time.
Hey!
How you doing, bud?
I am, you know what, oddly... I am actually, I was built for the apocalypse, brother.
Dude, you and me both. I think, this is kind of like.
You sound great. You sound better than I've ever heard you.
I'm relaxed.
Me too. Like, why are you and I so fucking calm?
It's probably because we deal with shit like this every day and maybe.
In our brains.
Yeah.
Like everybody, if you ever want to know what it feels like to go to sleep, if you're Owen or if you're me, like here we are now.
Yeah. I mean, I tend to visualize the apocalypse pretty much every night. Yeah, as I'm drifting off into sleep, I like to imagine the world coming to an end. And I don't know, it always gives me a sense of comfort.
Every night the world ends, and my like imagine reliving that every single night of your life.
Yeah,
I don't know how I feel, but anyway, yeah, we're good. To answer your question. Family's good. Kid is good. Wife is good. I am good.
Sweet.
Are we financially? Are we going to survive? Like, fuck if anybody knows, right?
Right. Well, at least we're all in the same boat, more or less, I guess.
Oh, we absolutely are. And the thing that Tom and I are kind of working on now, we had I know it sounds so corporate, but we had a conference call this morning. And to kind of get on all on the same page of like, you know, what are we going to do to try and help out our listeners? I know that, you know, you would do the same, mm-hmm. you know, for all of your guys, and you will, I'm sure. But yeah, I mean, we are all in this together. It is absolutely weird. But who I worry about now are like, obviously, the elderly and people dying.
Sure.
My mom, you know, that's my number one concern is probably my mom. Mm-hmm. Number two would be my daughter, then my wife, and then probably me.
Sure. Yeah. And then the listeners, Tom and, you know, Tom and Samantha.
I might
and
even
Butler.
Put them before me.
Right. No, I hear you. What are you doing to help the listeners? Do you have any ideas?
We're kind of getting, there's a thread. If you're a BDM, there's a BDM thread. If you're not a BDM, you can, you know, leave any of your questions or concerns, obviously, anywhere Mediocre Time is listened to. Just drop it on our Facebook, social media. You can text me. Or email me rather, show@tomandan.com. But yeah, I mean, we're trying to get past the hoarding, understand, like get people to understand that, you know, even though you have, you know, there's that intense want to buy multiple, you know, bags of shit.
Right.
If you are, buy it and give it to somebody who needs it. You know what I mean? Like if you're going to hoard, at least do what I like to call, which is, it's almost like if you have a hoarder's tendency,
yeah,
then buy all of the toilet paper. I'm serious about this. This is my way to stop everybody from doing this. So if you are a hoarder and you're freaked out, then you go to Costco and the guy just put the pallet out. Then buy it all. but only leave enough in your car for you and then give all of the other shit away.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. To family and friends and people about the neighborhood and, you know, like,
yeah,
that's...
Just, yeah, people that, you know, I laughed. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm not worried about the toilet paper thing because, like, poo-poo doesn't bother me much. And if we ran out, it would be no problem for me just to get in the shower.
That's what I've been saying this whole time.
Like, I'm a fucking adult, Owen. Like, yeah. I can... spray water. It's just shit, man. Yeah. Whatever.
You've got your daughter's shit on you how many times? You've got your own shit on you how many times?
A lot of you motherfuckers are out there fucking your wife in the ass.
Yes. Dirty
and
motherfuckers.
You're like, where's my toilet paper? Well, I don't know what to tell you. You know, just get in the fucking shower. You know, or you're an idiot.
I was reading an article earlier today.
Into that, by the way, never done that. That's a fun fact. Never done that.
Never done that. I'm gonna plead the fifth on that one.
Yeah, don't need to do it though. Don't. You know, and if I did, I'm going for the shower. I'm not gonna get a piece of fucking toilet paper.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you.
What's that gonna do?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I didn't cut myself shaving. I just fucked you in the ass. It's not the toilet paper isn't gonna cut it.
I was reading this article earlier today about the history of butt wiping and all the different things that people around the world, like, over time have used to wipe their ass.
Sure.
I was reading that the ancient Greeks used fragments of ceramic to wipe their ass. Then you've got the ancient Romans who used a communal sponge on a stick. That sounds like fun.
Not communal, but I'm pro sponge on a stick.
Yeah, I think we need to bring back sponge on a stick.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I like a good sponge. I know they get a bad rap because of the bacteria and all, but, you know, like when I was a kid, you know, like if you want to
That's all
be
you had. You didn't have no fucking loofah or like anything like that. It was a sponge.
Well, you motherfuckers out there make fun of sponges, but nothing lathers like a sponge.
I agree.
So you can take your loofahs and your fucking chamois and your microfibers, and you can shove them right up your ass. Sponges, if you want to lather, that's where it's at.
I'm with you. Apparently, in early America, they used dried corn cobs to wipe their ass.
Yeah, I won't be doing that. But no? I can see how there are a lot of those. And I know what you're thinking. You don't have to go in. You just run it through.
Yeah. And you know, it's kind of already got, like, a nice bit of, I don't know, texture to it. So I think it'll, you know, I feel like it would pull like.
But why not a wet corn cob?
A wet corn cob? I feel, I don't know. I just might get messy. I feel like.
Well, you're throwing it out, right? You're not going to like, you're not grilling it up afterwards.
Maybe. I don't know. I think the dried corn cob. I'm going to make sure to be saving all my corn cobs just in case.
Yeah, the old Mexican street corn.
Exactly.
That everybody loves, you know.
Yeah.
Roll it in that flaky cheese and put some mayonnaise on it.
That is, do you like that stuff?
No, fuck that shit.
Mayonnaise on corn just doesn't
appeal
to me.
Hard take. I said hard take because I just shot on the fucking White Claw before you called.
Yes.
And because I just exercised this morning and haven't eaten anything, I'm successfully one beer drunk.
I love it.
Here is your here's your hot take.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Fuck Mexican street corn. It's gross. And fuck eggs on anything other than just eating breakfast.
All right, I'm with you. I've got this weird thing with eggs too. I only like the yolk of an egg. I fucking hate that. I hate the white shit.
Well, the
eggs.
Yolk has the flavor. So, like, egg on a hamburger, fuck you. Egg on a pizza, go fuck yourself. Eggs for breakfast, yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's good. A quiche? Yeah, I can do that for lunchtime. Eggs for dinner? Yeah. Is it breakfast for dinner? Sure, we'll do it. Eggs, you know, oh, look, we're dripping this egg in your fucking salad. We're even putting it in your ramen. You know, no, fuck no, you. No,
yeah,
I'm out.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that. So I'm guessing, is the show going to still go on tomorrow for you guys?
Yeah. We're planning on, running it. I've been here like working on cameras and whatnot, because like, since you guys are all quarantined, it's captive audience. We're going to take advantage of it and try to suck you for every fucking dime you have.
Yes.
No kidding. but yeah, I am working on the cameras and, yeah, all is well. We will, stream at noon. We're going to try and take as many calls as humanly possible. You heard it here first with Owen, scheduled to appear, Ross McCoy.
Oh, wonderful.
On the phone. Yeah, yeah. We can't get him in here. But I'm going to spill all my guts on your show because I love you so much. I'm setting up an idea, and if anybody steals this, they can fuck off because I thought of this.
Okay.
I'm going to put a microphone on a stand and a camera out on a stand in front of our actual studio.
Oh,
and I'm
going to
do a
brilliant.
New thing. It's going to be called, and Butler coined this term, it's going to be called doorstep comedy. And I will urge any local comedian to come by our studio, perform in front of our camera and microphone. And then if you're tipped out on Twitch, we will give you all the money.
Oh, it's a wonderful idea. Is there any way that you can set up an audio feed so that they can hear you? Like a little speaker?
Dude. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Or we'll just yell through the cracks in the door, but you're not allowed inside.
Yeah, exactly.
Or like I'll tell Samantha to do it since she's like, well, no, she's not disposable. Butler can do it.
Butler definitely. Definitely Butler. We were going to do a show tonight as far as like a regular show, have the boys in and everything for us. But we went ahead and Mikey B got himself the bronchitis. So gonna just with everything going on, gonna play
and
it
was
safe.
Surprised. You know, I was a little surprised that Mikey B is sick, considering that he is
he's the pinnacle of health.
Well, he is. I mean, like if I had a nickel for every time that guy Facebook messaged me and told me to like take my vitamins and hydrate.
Oh yeah, I mean that's what he's all about.
Yeah.
Yeah, eating nothing but salads. That's all I ever see him eat. He's very, very trim.
Like 2 days ago, he's like, I'm cooking for staff. I made him a spaghetti burrito.
What the fuck is that? He probably put an egg on it, too.
Don't put an egg on it.
No.
What about you, man? The wife, you? Everybody
yeah,
good?
Yeah, I mean, we're good. I mean, apart from, like I said, we're going to be unable to do like a live show per se from the studio tonight because we're going to try and do something like this where at least the three of us from our, our individual houses and little rigs and whatever we've got, we're going to call each other and do a virtual show, if you will.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, like, what's funny is that, like, I'm seeing, like, radio stations scramble for, like, you know, like, every radio show host in town is, like, now suddenly putting a studio in their home. You know, it's like everybody's, like, freaking out. And I'm like, well, if you don't have it, you could get together and broadcast, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
So,
I mean,
like, I'm not sure I understand the, you know, we're bringing in, you know, we're not, you know, what's that guy's name? The, the great broadcaster.
Like
that,
Bill Henry or something? Or
Star, he's a Star 90, what is it, 93.1 or whatever.
Oh, I don't fucking know.
Oh, God, what's his name? He's a great African-American broadcaster. Mm. And this guy, like, he does it every show from, like, a remote location, but you'd never fucking see him, right?
Right.
We're not there yet, guys. I really don't think we are. And I'm not trying to, like, say we shouldn't isolate ourselves, but I think if you know that all of your friends are like, you know, don't have corona and they're abiding by the idea of just going to work and just going home, I think you'd be all right, right?
I think you're right. I mean, in my case, it's...
Or are we supposed to, like, literally lock our doors and never leave? And, like, I don't understand how the... Like, is it a, like, be cool, bro? Or is it a no. Don't answer the door. You're inside for 3 weeks.
I honestly don't know. I really wish I did. Like, I don't.
Somebody, like, see, that's where, and this is my only critique of the president, but this is not political. I think you'll understand. Somebody needs to say, and maybe not the president, but somebody needs to.
Someone from the CDC or something.
Yeah, somebody needs to say, yo, this is where we're at, you know, like because the beaches were open. Everybody's like
right.
pissed off because the beaches were open. Everybody's out there fucking doing beer funnels and surfing and, you know, like leave it to Florida to look like the dickheads of the world.
That's what we do.
And yeah, they're out there fucking like, dude, the waves are great. Idiots. Waves are never great here. We're East Coast.
It's true.
So here's what I would say. Like, we need somebody, like whether it's Chuck Norris, whether it's, you know, Arnold, whether it's Shia LaBeouf. Somebody needs to say, like, guys, stay inside. Don't go outside, motherfucker. Like,
right.
We need something hard. So people are like, we get it. Okay, yeah, we got it. Right now, we're kind of like mealy-mouthing it. You know, it's just this, like, parenting.
Yeah,
we're mealy-mouthing it. It's like in Kramer, the hit movie, Kramer versus Kramer, starring Dustin Hoffman. You know, like uh-huh. the infamous scene. if you take one more bite of that ice cream, he's talking to his kid, and the kid licks the ice cream, and he says, if you take one more bite of that ice cream, the kid licks the ice cream. See, my point is, you got to slap the fucking ice cream out of their mouth, right?
You got to be
like, no, this is fucking serious, you dumb dumbs.
Don't go anywhere. Don't go to the store. I mean, I guess, you know, we're not officially on a lockdown yet, so they aren't telling us to do that. I just don't get if, like, a friend of mine, he just called me a couple hours ago and was like, hey, I don't have work today. Is it cool if I come round or whatever? I don't know the answer to that, you know? Like, what are we supposed to do? Like, what's your temperature at? Keep a thermometer by the door or something?
I'll give you my answer, though. My answer would be no.
Right.
And I want the person to come around, but I would say, like, look, I'd love to see you, but I don't know where you've been.
Yeah.
And you should probably, you know, go home.
Yeah, it's kind of what I did tell him in the end. But then I have got my mom is over here.
I can hear him at your house, Owen.
Oh, yeah.
You're lying to me. No, your mom's over there?
Well, my mom's over here from Portugal right now. She's not actually in my house, but she wants to come on Sunday and visit for a couple of nights and stay over here and whatnot. And, you know, here's the deal. Of course, I want to see my mother. I don't think I would be letting anybody but her in my home right now.
Yeah.
You know, and I can't say no to my mom that like, no, you can't come around.
Did you think about it? Like I have like my mom texted me today and she was like the ice. Well, OK, this is super sad, but I mean, it's just reality. So fuck it. Mm. My mom's best friend passed away like 2 days ago.
It sucks.
Well, it was like respiratory, but it wasn't corona, you know, like, but he was an older dude and he'd kind of like, I feel like in a weird way, he'd maybe taken a little bit of the place of the loneliness after my dad passed away. He was a good dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, nothing romantic, just, you know, a pal.
They were buddies. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, that's allowed, folks. And so he passed away and my mom said the isolation is starting to drive her a little crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I thought about it, I was like, well, you can come here. But what I'm telling you is like, I immediately thought, well, what if I have it?
Yeah.
And my mom comes here, you know, or what if Maisie, you know, who's a Mexican jumping bean, you know, like just bouncing off the wall. I mean, like everything to her is just like, she's just go, go, go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like what if she has it? And because of her, like, her just good immune system and she's an athlete and like just her positivity. What if she's just like
has it not showing any symptoms of it or something,
but then she gives it to my mom. And then like, cause I would tell Maisie at some point, I'd be like, you killed grandma.
Uh huh. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. For the rest of her life.
Oh yeah. 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 Well, at the funeral.
Oh, for sure.
I'd bring her up. I'd be like, well, grandma's dead.
Because of Maisie, my piece of shit daughter.
And I'm going to bring up Maisie right now like to see if she has anything to fucking say for herself. And everybody be fucking quiet. Maisie, come on up. Tell the fucking congregation why you killed your grandma.
But no,
I'm sorry. It's weird to not say it, right? Like,
it's
weird. We got to laugh a little bit.
No,
but
it is.
Seriously, I thought about like, what if Maisie does have it and gives it to Grammy and then Grammy's dead?
Well, like,
is this where we're at now, Owen?
Dude, I that's exactly what my thoughts are. It's like, this is the reason I don't want a friend of mine coming around my house, especially until my mom has at least like been on her visit and goes back, and hopefully she can get back.
Owen's friend wanted to smoke him out, and he killed his mom. Yeah, that's great. Good job. You're the best son.
Exactly.
You're the best son. All you wanted to do is smoke some of that OG Kush.
Yeah.
And your mom died. Great job.
Exactly. So no, that's the situation I'm in. That's also the reason I don't necessarily want Mikey B coming around the house and doing a show here.
Where are we at on the trimming of facial hair from the CDC?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question.
I thought the CDC said that you got to trim your facial hair because it can carry the corona. So if that's the case, then I'm going full frog tomorrow.
Are you? You're going
to
do it?
Well, I'm going to have to. You know, I got to protect my family and the listeners, and then Mikey B has to do it too.
Oh, man. I can't wait to see it. Oh.
But only one side.
Oh, yeah.
He has to leave one side full Mikey B and then the other side clean, But you know what I'd like for him to do? I'd like for him to do that deal that was really popular in 1980s variety shows, where one side of him is old Mikey B, uh-huh. and the other side is new Mikey B, and then he sings a duet with himself.
Ooh, I would love to see that. But he can only do it drunk.
Well, when isn't he drunk?
This is a good point.
Have you been out lately to check to see where we are on booze?
I went to, what was it? It was 2 days ago. I was at Publix and they were pretty well stocked. I did happen to buy, you know, a copious amount of booze, to make sure that we, you know, that we were going to be okay. But I have a feeling that that's going to run out in the next couple days, and I realize that I'm going to go through all my goddamn supplies, and I'm going to have to go, you know, I'm going to have to go to Publix eventually.
Yeah, so I was over at the studio because, like, it's so close to my house that I can just pop in. Inspiration strikes, I just pop in to work on something like I did today. Like, I'm not really working. I did reconfigure some cameras and worked on some hard drives and dumb bullshit. So I'm over here, and I get a text message that says, you know, like, tune in for Governor DeSantis's, you know, deal or Trump's deal. And I jumped in and I got the latest news. And it was when President Trump was given his whole deal about, like, stay home, you know, like, you know, and don't go out. And I kid you not, it was right about the time that I finished, like, working on something, and I closed everything up and I shut everything down. I went, I got on my scooter, and I backed out, and I was driving, and, like, how I go home, I have to pass Publix. So I was just like, I'm going to swing through there just to see, like, what's happening. And this is Owen, it couldn't have been more than, like, 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
The Publix liquor store in Baldwin Park had a line.
Oh.
And I was like, really? Like, I know that we all love to drink, and you know, most of us are alcoholics, but I was like, really? So you heard that and you just closed the window to Wesh News and walked over? Like,
yeah,
what?
Exactly.
Why?
Yeah. Just went. Yeah. Ran right over just to make sure. Yeah. Everybody seems to be doing this with a little bit of everything. Right. I mean, we've got the toilet paper thing, and now we've got it with, you know,
well, toilet paper. I don't understand, because, like, you know, booze, I get it.
Yeah,
you're
booze more than I do toilet
detox
paper.
And die in your apartment. I mean, like, you're not gonna shake to death from not having toilet paper.
Right, right.
Well,
I'm also,
maybe. I don't know. I've never not wiped my ass.
There's also a lot of people out there that are, you know, making sure they're stocked up on, you know, their weed. You know, they've got to have their weed. You know, I guess anything to keep you a little bit calmer. But
I hit up the Trulieve. It was pumping. In an aggressive way, like, too many people in there. You know, the thing that I think kind of scares me the most, though, is that, like, the panic, you know, the freak out.
Yeah.
You know, the misinformation. Another thing I don't like is the what ifs, the what if folks.
Yep. What
you
if?
Know, what if we already all had it?
Yeah.
And what if we still have it now?
Fucking,
and I'm like, well, I don't fucking know. Until somebody that's a scientist says that, I'm not going to believe you. You work at Jiffy Lube.
Right, right. And it's the hysteria of, what if the government tells us you absolutely can't go anywhere and you have to be locked in your house for those, you know, for 3 weeks or whatever.
That's called the Reverend Horton Heat.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I saw you posted about that.
Wow, because that guy's such a fucking dumb old man. Like, I mean, like, I understand what he's trying to say, but he's not.
What point was he initially trying to make? That just, like, rock and roll lives on, like, we're gonna not going to let this stop us type thing?
I honestly believe it's a lot more simple than that. Like, most of the time when you have an issue or you have a problem, you know, and you really dig into it, the problem typically stems from something a lot more simple than what you originally think it's going to be. I think that he's actually worried about paying his band and paying his crew. And a lot of the shows that he had booked out for the year are canceled. And I don't think there's a person alive, especially a person alive that likes his music like I do, that doesn't feel for him or care for him.
Right.
And understand what he's going through. But A, we all are. And B, you don't understand as an older man that, you know, this has nothing to do with the government limiting what you're going to do. It has everything to do with you not listening to what scientists and doctors are saying, and you potentially being a bigger part of the problem than what you can't ignorantly see right now.
Yeah.
And it makes me sad. You know, it doesn't make me mad. You know, I mean, the guy's going to do what he's going to do. But like, why would you encourage people to go out when nothing but every government I've ever seen, every doctor I've seen, every report I've seen has said, hey, guys, take this seriously, you know, like, you know, ease up on the social gatherings. And his whole thing about like, I got mouths to feed. Well, we all do, motherfucker. Don't be a dickhead.
Right. I mean,
you know,
yeah,
we all have shit. You know, we're going to lose memberships because of this. We might lose sponsorships because of this. We're not immune just because like we're a small team and we can like come and broadcast in a tiny studio. Everybody's going to feel this.
Absolutely.
You know? So don't be a dick.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm seeing it. I mean, my wife's working from home right now. And then like we've got a situation like you just said with kind of like Reverend Horton Heat and my mom again. She's over here. She was over here on vacation to visit some family and all this. And she's got all these plans that she wants to do and all these people that she wants to see. And quite frankly, I'm just you're being selfish at a certain point. Like just because it's not convenient for you doesn't mean you shouldn't, you know, pay heed to all the warnings.
Well, and I'm also not a buyer into the, you know, the government's taking away your ability to assemble. Well, actually not.
No.
They're telling you what they want you to do. If you want to assemble, go assemble and die of coronavirus. I guess that's the other option. But no, they're telling you what they think you should do.
Absolutely.
And I'm, you know, like if you're on our BDM page and you're acting the fool and fighting with motherfuckers, you're out. You know, like I've had it.
Yeah.
You know, like this is the time to be a good human being, be a smart human being and care about motherfuckers. You know, like when you hit me up and said, hey, I think I'm going to do these daily, you know, deals because people need content and it gives me something to do. And I want to talk to people. I'm like, dude, you know, like you're like, can you find time to do it? What? And like, absolutely, I can.
I really do appreciate it.
No, you don't need to thank me. Now is the time when we all need to just, you know, be good to each other, care about each other. You know,
absolutely.
I know we can't hug each other. I know that content is weird or contact rather is weird, but nah, we need to be good, man. You know, like don't, you know, you need to think about the elderly, you know, you need to think about Owen's mom here, my mom, Reverend Horton Heat. I don't want Reverend Horton Heat. You know, that's the one thing he doesn't see. It's like,
you don't want any harm to go to him.
Of course not. You're not a spring chicken. What is he, 60? It's like, should you be out there? No, you shouldn't. You know, and then you're a dumb old man when you say things like rock and roll will protect us. Well, you're an idiot.
That's as good as saying Jesus will protect you from the, you know, from any of this, really, isn't it? I mean, it's...
Now is not the time for God or rock and roll. Now is the time for science. You know, now is the time for medicine. Now is the time for isolation. Now is the time for good old, you know, who would have thought that, because it's even better than hand sanitizer, who would have thought the big hero would be a bar of soap?
No
shit.
You
know, like a good old bar of whale fat.
Yeah. Yeah, a little Irish spring will do you well.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, just, you know, just be smart, you know, and it's going to be hard to find jokes right now, but we're going to try.
We absolutely.
And we will find them, you know, like your bowling thing. It's still going to happen if we have to do it with fucking Wii bowling.
Right.
We're going to do it. We're going to fucking do it.
Yep. We'll find a way.
But don't be stupid. You know, just don't be, you know, because like, you know, what really hit me hard or at least made the point the best was that we had a BDM that was in our BDM page and he was, you know, grinding everybody and just trolling crazy. And I booted him and I don't like to do that. I've maybe done it like two times, you know, and you could tell that maybe this was his way of handling with being like upset or hurt or whatever you want to call it.
People handle this hysteria in different ways.
They do, but he was saying, you know, like, you know, fuck you. We need, you know, Reverend Horton Heat's right. We need to get out there, do it. Blah, 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 blah. And then another one of our listeners posted a picture of his absolutely charming, beautiful daughter who had, I believe, I don't want to misquote, but let's just, you know, tag him on there. There was an immunity deficiency, diabetes.
Oof.
You know, like all these different things. And she had multiple, but she looks so cute. You know, she's not, you know, she's still a normal kid, but she, you know, yeah, her immune system is not as strong as it could be. Right.
Sure.
And he posted a picture of her and he said, where's that motherfucker who was saying that, you know, making fun of this or saying it's not real. Where's that motherfucker who was saying that this coronavirus is overblown, that it, you know, it doesn't harm, it doesn't hurt?
Yeah, because this could kill my fucking daughter.
Yeah, and when I saw that, I go, yeah. Well, that's all I got to see.
No, you're absolutely right.
Because, like, she is, I think, all of 7 or 8 years old. You know, like, nah. We need to all take this seriously. And, yeah, it's an inconvenience. But we're so fucking blessed. We all have every show you could ever want to watch. We got indoor exercise equipment. If you're a dickhead like me, I got a Peloton.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got big screen TVs and fucking Nintendo
Xboxes.
Switches and Xbox. Yeah, thank you. So fuck off with your I'm bored. Nah. You're good.
Yep.
You're good. You're blessed. Get inside your own brain. You know, maybe take this time to read a self-help book, you know, or, you know,
do
or
something productive.
Virtual in with your fucking shrink and try not to be such a dickhead.
No, I love it, man.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just as frustrated as you are, and I'm sorry I'm, like, talking a mile a minute.
No,
and
you know, I love
talking
it.
Your ears off too much. But, you know, like, I haven't talked in fucking days, so you got the brunt of me.
Yeah, absolutely. I will kind of cut it there, though. I want to thank you, and, you know, just for taking the time to have a little chat about this. And
yeah, sorry to rant, bro, but no, I love you, and I love talking to you, and I love all your listeners and your show, and... Hey, if there's anything you need from us, man, hit us up.
We love it, man. Thank you so much, and have a good show tomorrow.
Yeah, we will, man, and I hope to see you in the chat room. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Later.
Bye.